The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. A preview of the Fort Wayne Farm Show. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Well, the Fort Wayne Farm Show in northeastern Indiana is fast approaching.
It's the largest indoor farm show in the area. It's free to get in the show. I can promise you, you won't be disappointed, that's for sure.
And that's Dan Slowinski, show director of the Fort Wayne Farm Show. The event is set for January 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum.
We actually have 415 companies taking out 1,090 booths. So it's going to be jam-packed full of equipment, dealers, reps from seed companies to insurance companies, tools, tractors, combines, irrigation, you name it, we've got it.
The event also features seminars focusing on topics impacting farms and ag businesses.
They start off with the market outlook. That's always the most attended seminar each year. And then they've got other topics, pesticide applicator programs, farm emergency care, water resources. I know one of them is talking about different USDA programs. Something that they're also doing is if you're looking for a new job, different vendors will have different badges on their booth that will signify that they have got job openings and are looking to bring people on board.
Most of all, Slowinski says the event gives farmers the chance to not only see new equipment up close, but also the chance to chat with several different company representatives, one-on-one, and all in one place.
That, to me, is the biggest thing. Yes, it's a one-stop. They say it's a one-stop shop, but I think there's something special when you can look someone in the face, look them eye to eye, shaking hands with the different reps, and then if you've got questions, you can ask them right there on the spot.
You'll also find Michigan Ag Today of this year's Fort Wayne Farm Show. We'll be set up in the lobby of the Coliseum, so if you plan on coming to the show, stop by our table and say hi. For more information, visit TradeExpos.com. You can also find that link at MichiganAgToday.com.
Soil prep for next year begins as soon as the harvest is over. Don't miss out on nutrients you can return to your soil. Applying one of DairyDew's compost blends or layer manure accelerates the conversion of crop stubble into next year's plant food. That remaining plant material is full of nutrients that you want to return to the soil.
DairyDew's compost blends like Layer Ash Blend with Gypsum and Gypsum Plus not only help with releasing nutrients from your crop stubble, they also add beneficial biology and other missing minerals to your soil. Or go with an order of straight layer manure, an economical choice that still offers calcium and sulfur.
Improve your soil health for next year right now with a call to Morgan Composting. Crops don't wait. The seasons don't wait. You shouldn't wait. Address soil health this fall for better yields next year.
Not sure which is the best DairyDew product for your fields? Contact a soil health expert at Morgan Composting for a consultation. Call today or visit DairyDew.com to learn more.
Implants come from healthy soil. Healthy soil comes from DairyDew.
Hi, I'm Skip Byersdorf from Saginaw County, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Cold air continues to dominate the Great Lakes, but winds have subsided at least a little bit. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with that Michigan Ag Weather Update. Now, don't get me wrong. We still have wind, and we still have it creating a little bit of lake effect in western parts of Michigan, but these howling gales that we saw over the prior 24 to 36 hours, those have subsided here just a little bit. Now we move into a pattern that has not one but two clipper systems that are lined up to move right into the Great Lakes and Eastern Corn Belt. First one happening a little bit later today. After lake effect diminishes this afternoon, we're going to be in line to see that clipper come across Wisconsin and the Great Lakes moving into Michigan overnight tonight into early tomorrow morning. I'm going to say that puts down anywhere from a coating to 2 or 3 inches of snow. Best of snow potential is going to be in southwestern parts of lower Michigan, but I'm not going to rule out flakes anywhere at this point. And the winds are going to be a little stout, at least 8 to 16 miles an hour as that clipper comes through. We take a break through the midday hours tomorrow, then a second clipper coming through tomorrow afternoon, evening, going into New Year's Eve. This one focusing a little bit farther south over Indiana, where they can see a coating to an inch or two. But I think a fresh dusting and a little bit of lake enhancement still can be popping up here, especially as we head toward midnight. If you're planning on being out and about for any New Year's Eve festivities, just know that travel may be a little bit interesting still through the tomorrow night time frame. New Year's Day, I think we finally start to see a little bit better sunshine potential. We don't have another clipper headed this way at all, just some on again, off again clouds. And then we continue to see a good sunshine to finish out the week. So Friday afternoon, Saturday, and into Sunday, no precipitation there. Still staying on the chilly side with temperatures waiting to moderate until we get late Sunday into Monday. That moderation may bring a bit of rain. And then we go right back into the cold pattern for a large chunk of next week. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Checking the grain and livestock markets Monday, it's Andy Eubank and market analyst John Zanker. They spoke at the close of trade on Monday.
Opening up the new week and the final week of trade for 2025, a sell-off in a lot of markets, John. That included the stock market, gold and silver, extremely weak. And grains and oil seeds down from the get-go.
Yeah, it's ugly. I really wasn't expecting this. I was hoping everybody else in the business would be a little bit blasé about this week. And I suspect the volume's not heavy, but we're seeing gold down 200. And I have to think that's probably sifted over into the corn, soybean, and wheat market. So I don't know. I was disappointed. I was hoping to keep that March corn up above 450 and get the bulls reengaged. And looks like we're going to have to struggle the rest of the week to get back to that level.
What might be at play? Positioning for month, quarter, and year end, geopolitical risks, plenty of that around. Also, South American weather, which I think might be a bit supportive, but that didn't really come into play.
Yeah, I don't know that there's a lot of interest in all of that today, as much as there is, what's going on in some of these other markets. But, you know, Brazil just looks fantastic to this point. Mato Grosso, which now accounts for about a third of the Brazilian soybean crop, it's just looked spectacular from start to finish. We will see some combines start to roll probably next week in the northernmost areas of Mato Grosso, and 2-week forecast looks great. But at this point, I wouldn't worry too much about Argentina, given that it's very early in the game for them.
Market analyst John Zanker there. Settlements from Monday, March corn down 7 3/4 to 442 1/4. May corn 7.5 lower, 450 3/4. January soybeans dropping 9 1/4 to 1049 1/2. March beans 9 cents lower, 1063 1/2. And March wheat down 6 cents to 513. February live cattle falling 67 cents to 228.97, and February lean hogs down a nickel to 84.47. MichiganAgToday.com is your website for all the latest Michigan farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.